Welcome back to 32 Fans. I'm Alex Chester. With me, as always, is Wheels Wienerker. Back from hate tweeting Michelle Wolf, I think. Keev, how are you?
People really like that you weren't here last week, I feel like. They want more Chester-free weeks.
All right, I'm happy to go. I will take a sabbatical.
I think we what we're going to do today is we're going to rank the sports months from 1 to 12. Chester's going to argue that there's actually like 13 months or something stupid.
It's never been done before.
Never been done before. This is a completely original show. I was also thinking of another original idea that we should do like PTI. We should just do like a minute of, or two per topic at the start of the show of like what's going on in the world this weekend.
Yeah. Terrible idea. What else you got?
That's a bad idea to go like
around the
horn.
All right, well, it depends. What's on your list?
All right, let's start with the NFL draft.
Sure. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, my team picked third. Your team picked 31st. Why would you start?
I wasn't starting with my team. I was starting with the first pick, but go ahead. Let's hear about the Jets.
I couldn't be more happy. I think this is like the best week to ever be a Jets fan. Like, Darnold might be terrible, but we won't know until August. Literally the guy that everyone, you know, said, like, suck for Sam last year. Like, we got him. We got him at number three. Is it, like, the tiniest bit concerning that the Browns picked a very short quarterback over him? Yeah, it's bad that they like Baker Mayfield better, but again,
Wait, it's bad for the Jets that the Browns took a worse player, so the Jets got the better player. Why is that bad?
No,
for the Jets?
I'm just saying, like, does it make like do they know something bad? Do they see a fatal flaw? Is it the constant fumbles maybe like scare them?
Because if there's one thing NFL fans know, it's that the judgments of the Cleveland Browns front office should be taken very seriously into account.
Although this is the most competent GM they've ever had, like a GM with a track record.
Well, he hasn't screwed up yet.
right. No, he could be just as big of a disaster as all of the other ones, but he seems to be more of a grown-up. And the Giants picking a running back over him, again, it may just be two absolute morons, and again, there are reasons why these teams are picking one and two.
I think Amir Bednarsh, Giants fan and listener, I had lunch with him on Friday, and I think he made the best point. He said there was like three options for the Giants as a Giants fan. Option one is, maybe I'm mixing up option one and option two in his the way he said it. But either way, it's option one is you take whoever you think is the best quarterback available of the four options. Option two is you trade down and you get a boatload of other things. And then option three is absolute disaster, and that's doing anything else. And so that's what they did.
Yeah.
No. And here's the thing.
Gettleman
without
basically
a question,
made an absolute abject fool of himself. On Thursday night, Friday, when he spoke, it was like, oh no, don't speak. Like, it was perfect till you started speaking.
But a lot of the older idiots are going to, listen to the thing, Saquon Barkley is going to be, you know, let's assume he is what everybody says he is. He's going to be a first round draft pick in fantasy for the next 6 or 7 years. He's going to be a Pro Bowler. He's going to have 1,400 yards every year. And so sort of dumb people are going to say, oh, it's a good pick. Meanwhile, they're already, the day he signs his contract, he has more guaranteed money than any other running back in the NFL. Right? And so, like, even if he's the best, I think the Adrian Peterson example is instructive. The Vikings took Adrian Peterson 7. He's one of the 10 greatest running backs of all time. The only time they even went to an NFC title game with him was the 1 year they had an elite quarterback in Brett Favre.
Right. Barry Sanders could get the Lions to the playoffs, but you start going up against better defenses and it was useless.
Yeah, there's no marginal value there because they're already paying him more, as much as any running back in the league. So
Right. You know. For it to even be like a non-disaster, he has to be the best running back in the NFL. Otherwise,
if you pick one of these guys, and by the way, their quarterback is 38 years old. Yeah,
right. They're building around Eli Manning.
People said the same stuff.
He's not 38.
The same stuff people.
And bad.
Hold on, the same stuff, and this is another thing Bill Barnwell kept pointing out. The same stuff people are saying about Saquon Barkley. They said about Trent Richardson. You know, they said once upon a time about Lawrence Phillips and Kajana Carter. Like, Saquon Barkley is not the first consensus top, you know, running back taken in the top three.
Blair Thomas.
Is the best
we picked Blair Thomas second. His career was over 6 weeks into his rookie season.
Yeah. But again, Eli's turning 38
any
next season.
Any Vikings thoughts?
Eli's turning 38 next season. He's gotten worse 4 years in a row. So, but the good thing for the Giants is that they'll be 2-14 in 2 years, and then they'll get another chance at a quarterback. So, Gettleman will be fired. Mm-hmm. Eli will retire. The Vikings got a guy, apparently, who was, like, going to be a top 10 pick until he had, like, character issues. So, I don't know. Mm-hmm. We'll see. They need offensive line help. They got another cornerback because, you know, Zimmer just likes secondaries.
The one interesting thing from the Vikings' perspective, I was reading the ESPN beat writers, like, what does your team still need after the draft? All three of the Vikings' NFC North opponents all said, we don't have any pass rushers. So your weakness is the offensive line, But six times a year, you basically don't have anybody who can get to the quarterback. So
yeah, the Vikings pass rush also, you know, went non-existent towards the end of the season last year. So
I think like there's three teams that have hoarded all the good pass rushers, mostly Philadelphia.
Well, the Vikings had one for the first two-thirds of the year, and they just disappeared in December.
Yeah, it's really – it's they just seem to have disappeared. Like, they're hard to find. Like, the Jets don't even have close to having a pass rusher. Like, there are so few guys right now who can get to the quarterback. It's crazy.
Well, two of your former guys are, you know, in my division now for the Vikings and the Packers, obviously. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so right, not a lot of – look, we won't know – it's hard to judge this draft until we see these rookie quarterbacks play, and even a year or two, because Jared Goff looked like a disaster his first year and then was a Pro Bowler his second year. So we'll see. Yeah.
All right, next topic. Everyone's been talking about this for the last 24 hours, but get ready for the only correct take on it, the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Oh, so you want to hear my correct take, or you have an incorrect
take? No. You start, and then I'll tell everyone the truth.
Okay, the correct take – and again, this is not original. I think Nate Silver said this – like – this same thing happens all the time at this event. Mm-hmm. Stephen Colbert did the same thing in front of George Bush.
People
and then,
have very short memories.
Yeah. Oh, my God. How could a comedian say jokes about people in power?
Except Colbert said it to George Bush's face, right?
Yeah. And so then the next year, they overcorrected and they had this, I forget his name, but he was a George Bush impersonator. Not like a Will Ferrell funny one, but one who, like, you know, was like buddy-buddy with George Bush, came and sort of did this very, like, very safe, kosher, you know, milquetoast vanilla performance.
Right. I think once
the next
they had,
year.
What's the guy? What's the. People do the puppets like a ventriloquist type person. Like, they'll go total non-comedian.
Yeah. I mean, like, this happens every couple of years. People freak out, then they forget. There's not a single person in the world who will be affected in terms of their opinions, their votes. Like, some moron said, like, Trump's re-election chances in 2020 just went up 5%. Like, please find me the person who said, I wasn't going to vote for Donald Trump, but now I am because a comedian said mean things.
Right. Well, here's my question. Have any of these dorky media people ever seen a roast? You know, the roasts are taped, right? There wasn't one joke she told that, you know, because they always take a few jokes at a roast, like, oh, that was too much, that went after somebody, like, that was, we're not going to air that. There isn't one joke there that would have, like, even been mean enough for the roast, and there's no way any of them would have ever been taken out. Like, have these people never seen someone do a joke before?
But have you not seen Michelle Wolf? Like, I actually heard Michelle Wolf because she did an opening for, what show did I see that she opened a couple years ago?
She opened for Chris Rock.
No, but I didn't see Chris Rock. I think she opened for Louis C.K. also.
Okay, fine.
And then I saw her recent her comedy special. Like, I'm a fan of hers. But like as somebody pointed out, like, if you look at like the image for her latest stand-up special, it's literally her walking away, flicking a lighter, and an explosion behind her. Like, her job is to throw bombs and, like, you know,
right.
Like,
and by the way, like, the Mandela effect for her existing 8 months ago. Like, she is. And it's also funny because she had 100,000 followers on Twitter yesterday. Now she has 350. Like, she's laughing all the way.
Of course she's laughing all the way.
Yeah, now she could get booked in, like, bigger
venues. And by the way, the weirdest part is, like, she didn't insult anybody's looks. Like, everybody think, oh, she was so, like, she insulted Sarah Huckabee Sanders' looks.
So, first of all, these dorks who were yelling about it, right? She didn't say anything bad. Number two...
No, she said bad things about who they are as people, but, you know.
Well, she said worse things about the media. She's made just as many jokes about, like, Hillary and whatever. She barely mentioned Trump.
I thought the Hillary line about Michigan was pretty good.
But my one Michelle Wolf take is, like, so she mentions in the thing, right, that 10 years ago she was working at Bear Stearns. Like, now most comedians you've heard of have been doing comedy since they were, like, 14 and in high school. They've been doing comedy for, like, 25 years. She's been doing it for a single-digit amount of years. She did, like, eat, like, 12 of her punchlines. Her writers did a really good job. Like, a lot of her material was good, but the audience sort of groaning or laughing or whatever, and the audience was really not into it, like, stepped on 30 different punchlines. So I actually think, like, she wasn't that great. I don't know if you could say that, like, that she wasn't super funny, but she wasn't offensive at all, and the material was really good. She, you know, it wasn't maybe the best performance of her life. When you see her, I liked her stand-up special. There's not a single, like, original premise in there. It's literally, like, Seinfeld stuff. It's like, you know... airport this and being a woman that, but her, like, her delivery and her timing and everything and the way she, like, her cadence is really funny.
Well, because she's got that,
she's practiced that 10,000
so.
times. When you do a special, whereas here maybe you go out and at the Comedy Cellar or Caroline's, like, for a few weeks and you practice it, but that's it. Anyway, so if you're if you're actually, like, offended by her stand-up, you should jump off a bridge and kill yourself. NBA playoffs.
Well, no, hold on. There's people who just are offended by all stand-up. And again, so then don't listen to stand-up, you know?
No. But it better not to have them in the world, just to be
okay.
NBA playoffs. My team's out. Your team's out. What is there anything that we should still care about?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, we saw two like transcendent performances from Anthony Davis and LeBron James. I mean, just like incredible individual performances. It, you know, my take before the playoffs that, yeah, LeBron's team sucks, but he's going to drag them to the finals because that's what he does, is harder to justify right now.
Oh, it's impossible to justify. There's like, no way he can physically do that two more times.
Yeah, his plus minus of the series was negative 28. So, not great.
The second best player on the 2017-2018 Cavs is Jay Crowder, who's not on their team. Well,
yeah.
Who's been great
Kevin
for the
Love,
Jazz.
By the way. I mean, he had the worst series of his life. And
what's
he's
crazy about
the radar,
Love is, like, you see his numbers, you're like, yeah, that's a little underwhelming. But then you see him play, and it's like, oh, he misses wide open threes all game long.
Oh, he was very bad. Yeah, he has roles, and he did not fill them at all. He didn't get rebounds. He did nothing. He was sitting on the bench. He stunk. You know, I don't know. It's unfortunately, any chance we had of a good series with Utah is ruined because Ricky Rubio's gone against Houston. Any series we had, any chance we thought New Orleans might give Golden State a run for their money in game one without Stephen Curry wasn't even remotely close. So, you know, those were disappointing.
I would say, you know, everything I said in our playoffs preview basically looks prescient. Like, I said the Warriors would run away with the West. They are. I said the Cavs are embarrassingly bad. They are. People should listen to me.
Well, I think that you actually convinced me. I had Milwaukee-Boston as a toss-up, and then I was leaning towards Boston. I ended up switching towards Milwaukee. I think that you thought Milwaukee was going to kill Boston.
I think I did. I mean, it still doesn't make sense. Like, they
Giannis was the best player on the floor at all times, and Boston just has injury after injury. The coaching,
and Middleton was like the second best player. I mean, he didn't get a lot of.
He had an incredible breakout.
He was like
series.
7 for 9
star.
Every game. He didn't get a lot.
He
of
was
time.
Really, really good. Mm-hmm. He scored 25 points.
Brad Stevens
a game.
Is
really
better
good.
Than Popovich. Brad Stevens is literally a miracle worker. Like he if you have Brad Stevens, you're automatically a good team. It's crazy.
Milwaukee also didn't have a bench. Shabazz Muhammad could not play for the garbage. Timberwolves and was like playing in the fourth quarter for the Bucks. So
no,
there
are so many teams, even like left, that have no bench. It's crazy how few NBA teams have a bench.
Yeah, because like three teams hoard all the players. True. So I mean, the West series are not going to be. You know, I said before the playoffs that the only series that was going to matter was Houston Golden State, and unfortunately, it seems like that's still true. In the East, I think Toronto Cleveland's an interesting series because we see Toronto collapse every year. Kyle Lowry, by the way, had a great series. Against Washington, which is, although John Wall lit him up, but he played well, which is like the first good playoff series we've seen with Kyle Lowry ever. Yeah. DeMar DeRozan scored like 26 points a game, but he was sort of, you know, his shooting was off and he was.
The one thing
again,
you like about Toronto
was
like they do have a bench. So they, you know, like the legs of teams like the Cavs are already gone. Where
you
want to
hear a crazy
like
thing?
DeMar DeRozan shot
43%, which is only 20 points worse than his, 20 points worse than his regular season average, but it's the best shooting he's ever had in the postseason. So. yeah, so you have them against LeBron.
Regular season
and, you know,
average? He's a 63% shooter?
Well, no, 436. 456 during the regular season.
Oh, that's nobody says 20 then?
So what'd I say? 0.02? People use
2%. It's 2%.
But nobody refers to shooting. Okay, I'm not even going to get in this argument. You're an idiot.
Oh, my. I actually now think. Hold on. I'm getting the number for Harvard Law School and asking them for a senior degree.
When people refer
it's
to shooting percentages,
you're a 45% shooter. You're a 50% shooter. Okay. You use show the whole number. Okay. Who cares what the third digit is?
Literally, show me a single website in the internet, anywhere in the internet, that uses two digits to refer to people's shooting.
I agree that everyone lists three, but the fact that you said 20%
so he dropped
worse.
From 456 to 4. And so when a guy's batting average drops from 300 to 280, do you say it dropped 2%?
We say 20 points. You say it dropped 20 points. The NBA and Major League Baseball are very different.
It is the exact
if you
same
agree
thing.
With Chester, hashtag my brain is literally in a garbage can.
Okay, I made a mistake because I said he was shooting 43%. I should have said he was shooting 436, and he dropped from 456. Anyway,
and if you had said 20, he went up 20 there, every single person listening, including like, I don't know, babies.
If I said he shot 436, which is 20 points lower than the regular season, everybody would say, oh, 436 plus 20 is 456.
I'm trying to think of what your previous worst take ever was that's now been supplanted. Anything else? By the way, for future shows.
That against LeBron is going to be a good series, though, I think.
Yes. For future shows, if somebody has a beginning of the show PTI, like, 2-minute segment that's not worth a whole episode, but they want to hear us talk about it. I feel like this works, so send them in for next week. Is there anything else? Do you have another one, or are we ready for the main event?
What about NHL playoffs? We're gonna talk about the NHL playoffs.
No, I haven't seen 1 minute. They seem interesting. We have
you haven't
some
watched 1 minute? Oh wow,
I haven't watched a minute. No,
wow.
I have no rooting interest. Like, I'm not a Rangers fan, but it's interesting to me when the Rangers are in there. And I grew up a Montreal Canadiens fan, and they're not in the playoffs. God.
What the hell is wrong with you? I ranked all 192 players in the first round.
Obviously. Oh, really? Who's the best player?
I gave it to Anthony Davis over LeBron just because he swept a team.
I thought you were talking about NHL. That's why I was so shocked. I thought you ranked every NHL player in the first round.
No.
You don't
By the way,
NHL charts?
You know, I do this in real time for the NBA playoffs every year going back like 12, 13 years, but I hadn't done it previous to like 2005, so now I'm going backwards. I'm doing 2004, 2003. I just, like, you know, I got to give you some props. Tim Duncan, who was never like a stats monster, his 2003 postseason is one of the greatest postseasons we've ever seen.
Yeah, he almost ends with a quadruple-double.
Yeah, he no, I'm not talking about one game. I'm talking about over the whole series.
I know, but I'm saying playoffs. that was basically what he was doing. He was like the best passer on the floor. He was blocking shots. He was doing everything.
He was really, really good in 2003. Yes.
Yes. Unlike Kevin Garnett, who probably wasn't in the playoffs, but I'm sure he was sitting at home playing video games.
Kevin Garnett was the third best player in the 2003 playoffs. Uh-huh. He only played six games, but he put up comical numbers in those six games. And that was the year, if you remember, that the Lakers started slow. It was obvious that they were going to – that was like when the height of the NBA as like basically the WWE, mm-hmm. if you remember that. Like the back yeah. then where like the refs would just make comical calls to make sure the Lakers made it every year. So that year, the Lakers struggled really early in the beginning part of the season, and it became clear that they weren't going to be one of the top seeds. So the NBA in February, which – I mean, if Roger Goodell did this – like, people would have riots. The NBA in February announced we're changing the playoffs. Like, if a fantasy league did this, there'd be riots. In the middle of a season to change the way the playoffs work to benefit one team. Do you remember this?
Yeah, it's insane.
In February, they announced, all right, instead of a best of five in the first round, we're going to make a best of seven because we have a better team that's going to be a lower seed, and we need to make sure that they advance, that being the Lakers. And, of course, the Timberwolves got screwed, and they were the team that played them. They were the four seed. The Lakers were the five seed. Nevertheless, the Timberwolves take a 2-1 lead in the series, and in game four, Kobe Bryant, on a fast break, misses a layup, and Wally Szczerbiak, who was 6 feet behind him, gets called for a foul, which the only reason people don't remember that is because, you know, the egregious calls against the Kings were even worse in the West Conference Finals.
Yeah, no, I mean, but the refs were basically literally corrupt that season.
I mean, one of them literally went to jail, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the NBA was like a borderline, like, legitimate league in, like, you know, the early 2000s. Mm-hmm. All right, so what else? And now we're going to rank some months, is that right?
Yes, let's rank them out. So do you want to go in order of like chronology, like January to December, or do you want to go from 12 to 1?
Well, that's completely moronic. We go from best to worst, or worst to best.
But then it's who's worst to best. We each rank the months, right?
Well, so we'll say it simultaneously, and then we'll yell at each other.
No, I think let's do your list, and then I'll chime in and say
what I have. No, we're going to do simultaneous, all right? Okay, the worst month. On the count of three, we're both going to say it, all right?
No, that's unlistenable. Because then we're both going to have to justify. No, then we're going to talk about every month
just
twice.
Let's try it. Let's just try it. On the count of three.
This is why like I produce the shows, and you just show up.
Yeah, like last week when you did, we had half a draft. All right, on the count of three, say the worst month, okay?
The worst month.
One,
okay.
Two, three.
February. August.
Okay. Didn't even work. All right, I have August 11th, so you're not that wrong.
Yeah, and I have February. I have February 11th, so August and February off the board. So let's talk about August and February. August is – to me, August is the doldrums. There's nothing going on. Even in the pool of pools, I schedule nothing for August. I feel like that's when you go on vacation. NFL preseason doesn't excite me. You know, my grandfather always says he's paid for two preseason games for going on 50-something years now and has never even considered going to
one. Well, that's not even true because he used to be three until 1978. So your grandfather's a liar.
Oh, that's true. Stop lying, Grandpa. And the baseball, it's pre the, you know, September rush. It's a little bit of the doldrums. I feel like there's always like a million makeup doubleheaders and every team is like 34 games in 31 days. So they're all important games, but if your team is bad, April and May are still exciting. By August, like, you've sold your
players already. So I don't disagree with any of that. I don't disagree with any of that. Here's why I'm a little bit surprised, because the Summer Olympics are in August every fourth year, and you're like,
no, the Summer Olympics are never really in August. They're a lot of times they're in July.
I looked up the Olympic dates for the past eight Olympics for this exercise.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Some of them started like July 27th.
Well, you had the disastrous Sydney ones that were in September, right?
Yes, but the bulk of every single Olympics and the starting and finish dates for most of them were like August 4th, August 18th. But about 80% of the days of the Olympics or more is in the month of August.
Well, can I drop a take on you
now?
And
you're not an opening ceremony guy. So what do you care about July having the opening ceremony?
Well, opening ceremony is just one night. The Olympics start the next day.
Yeah.
Can I drop a take on you that no one's going to like, but you know, this is how I feel. If you consider an Olympic year. Like we said last year, like World Cup and Olympics, like you could put them in, but it's it's a quarter of it. Like if it happens once every four years in that month, but in an Olympic year, then the month I would most look forward to, if it was the whole month, if like the Olympics were like August 3rd to August 19th, would be that month.
Yeah.
Like I would look forward to that more than the Super Bowl or the football season.
Well, then, so then how do you have August last?
Because in my pretend hypothetical month like this year, there's no.
Okay. So to me, August is right. All you really have is baseball, but you have a quarter of the Olympics, which is good. February has a couple things not going. Okay. First of all, the Super Bowl is in February these days, but I'm, you know, famous for not caring about the Super Bowl and I rarely watch it.
Right. You're anti-Super Bowl.
But then the Super Bowl also means that you have this massive letdown of no more football. So it's not just
no,
it's of horrible football that's really felt.
Yeah, it's like smoking.
So you have that really felt in
February.
I'm not a guy who cares about spring training.
Right.
I'm not a guy who really cares about the Winter Olympics, which is every four
regular
years.
Season college basketball.
Yeah, I don't care. I used to care about the NBA All-Star Game a lot. Back
no,
in the
I don't watch any All-Star Game. I have not watched an All-Star Game in years. Any of the four sports.
That's a correct take. So yeah, to me, the withdrawal of football and the lack of Olympics that are actually interesting. Obviously, you like the Winter Olympics.
So now, ironically, I'm an Olympics guy, and I'm ranking the two Olympics months worst. Deadlines. But if you would flip in a year where they were both Olympics,
again,
let's say
you had to,
1992,
you were supposed to average it out. So, all right. Okay, so what's
then
number 10
I would consider
on your
them
list?
One and two. All right, let's say at the same time on the count of three.
Okay.
One, two, three. July.
November.
Why?
Okay,
why
so I have July 9. So
I actually have November a little higher.
I have July 9. Well, okay, so let me say November. November doesn't have really anything going for it. You have
right. November
baseball.
Doesn't have a highlight. I guess there's baseball
free
NFL. Agency, right?
You have NFL, but you have NFL in 4 months.
Yeah,
baseball free agency never.
Well, I don't think I think any month with the NFL can't be that low. That's sort of my argument. There is certainly no center to the November sports month.
Well, it used to be the start of the NBA, but now the NBA starts in October.
Starts in October. There is NBA the whole month. That's good, even though it's pretty low-caliber
basketball. Nobody cares
about
the NBA in November.
Correct. Certainly nobody cares about the NHL yet. It has some really good college football. You're not a big college football guy, but November college football is usually really good. You're deciding who's going to make it.
You have rivalry weeks and stuff like that.
Yeah. There's some good weeks, although it kind of dies out already by Thanksgiving. You have Thanksgiving football. That's sort of that's a big highlight. But it's really a football-only month. You might get the World Series like on November 1st or something. Some years.
Yeah. So it's low.
It's uneventful, to me, you could almost put the 5 months that have football, taking the Super Bowl out of it for a second because it's one game.
So hold on.
One
so
through five.
July,
right.
Let me defend July for a second. Okay. So first of all, you have baseball, obviously, which is, whatever. You have NBA free agency,
NBA free agency. It's like, it's so the first thing I wrote for July. NBA free agency is the best free agency. And also, it's done in like 5 days usually.
Yes, exactly. And plus, you have not only do you have the start of the Olympics, quite often, and the opening ceremony is for many people the one of the peaks of the Olympics. You also have the World Cup finals every
yes.
Other
the
year
World
after.
Cup is generally starting in June, although this is the last World Cup that's going to be this time of year for 8 years. So again, you can't give it that
it
starts
July in June,
that many
but,
points.
But
the
July,
finals
but July
are.
Has
but
the
by the
support,
way, I am not a World Cup finals guy. I'm a first round of the World Cup guy, and then the round of 16. That's usually where the U.S. is knocked out. The World Cup final doesn't really do that much for me. You also have Wimbledon ending in July, although part of that is
don't
usually
care
in.
At all.
You,
don't care at all.
You're not a sports fan if you don't like tennis and golf.
If you mention, I'm just telling you something. If you mention the Masters when we get to April, I'm ending this podcast right there. I'm warning you. Don't mention it.
That's the first thing people mention after opening day when they talk about it.
Trolls. I don't care. 65-year-old white men. I'm just, if you mention the Masters, I'm going to end this podcast.
White
men,
the best golfer ever is a black guy. What are you talking about?
Yeah, and I'm talking about the people who care about golf. I'm not talking about the greatest golfer of all time is black guy. That's not the point. He's Kaplan Asian anyway.
The Euros are in July also, so you really get the sort of the soccer bump 2 out of 4 times. The Euros are exciting.
Yeah.
You only like football and basketball.
Wait,
and baseball,
so then why do you have July 10 when you're listing all these great things about it?
I think there's not. There are a lot of years where there's almost nothing. Like NBA free agency is nice, but I'd rather have games. NFL training camp start doesn't do much for me.
I mean,
so
I'd rather have NBA free agency than NBA regular season.
So you're getting a couple World Cup games in July, a couple Euros. The British Open is the worst major. Like, what are you getting?
Again, NBA free agency is more interesting than the NBA regular season. The NBA free agency is like a major event.
I agree. NBA free agency is good, but
All right. So I had July 9. What do you have 9?
No, I have May 9.
Okay, I have May 8. That's fine.
Yeah, there's no football. Baseball is kind of crappy. Really, the quality of baseball, it's exciting to have baseball back.
Yeah,
the quality of play is terrible. There's so many rainouts and snowouts and everything.
Yeah, but you have the good middle rounds of the NBA and NHL playoffs, but that's all.
You have the good run, but it's I think the first round and then the finals and even the conference finals are better. You'd still have like a game or two every night now, but
the conference finals are in this month. No, it does suck in the conference finals when you have days with no basketball. I agree.
No basketball is bad. Then you sort of regret it. The play, the
last
hockey
night,
playoffs
the way,
start getting
last
meaningful.
Last night was very boring. I ended up watching a Pineapple Express and what's it called? It was on IFC. I just happened to turn it on, so I watched it in its entirity.
You didn't watch it sober, did you?
And then I watched Superbad, which my wife had never seen Superbad and was laughing.
Wait, you didn't watch Pineapple Express and Superbad sober? Those are like two big stoner movies.
No
anyway,
comment,
but
my wife has never seen Superbad and like was like over the moon.
She'd never seen Superbad.
Yeah.
See, the problem is with like marrying someone who like went to school for 20 years is that they're like a big nerd who's, you know, been studying their whole life. With May, you got the Kentucky Derby. That does nothing for you, right?
Yeah, don't care.
You don't care at all. What about if there's a Triple Crown? Would you care about that in June?
No. I mean,
yeah.
For
so
like
really,
five,
all
six,
you have in May is some baseball games in the NBA and NHL playoffs. Yeah. So May's fine. May's
okay.
Replacement level month.
So okay. So I had it at 8. So what do you have at 8 then?
I had May at 9 and
at
June
9.
At 8.
June. Okay. So I have June at 6. That's
yeah.
So you think June is a below average month? The NBA Finals, the Stanley Cup Finals, the NBA Draft, the World Cup early rounds every fourth year, like that.
Every
is a
fourth year,
month.
The U.S. Open, which you're forgetting, but the U.S. Open is pretty good.
The NBA Finals.
Once in a while, you get a triple crown shot.
Okay, the NBA Finals in our lifetimes have been the best, usually, of all the championships. I mean, you can make an argument.
The NBA Finals are exciting, although this year it's going to be like a disgusting sweep. Unless
and the Stanley Cup Finals.
There haven't been that many classic Stanley Cup Finals.
For you to have
be honest.
June as a below average month is like is a crazily incorrect take.
No, first of all, any month without football is by definition a below average month almost.
No, you're an idiot. There's no way you could say November is a better sports month than June. It's just a crazy
The NBA
day.
Draft, my team always picks 28th, so that's not exciting to me. The NHL
yeah,
finals
your team's
there hasn't
the
been a good there hasn't been an epic
many,
final
how many
since
championships
1994.
Has your team been in? 7 or 6 or 7? How many times have they lost? Once or twice?
We're 5-1.
Finals. Okay.
I consider that a win.
Times,
I
so
shut it off
times,
when Al, the
so,
ball was in there.
Okay.
I assume he missed.
So
the
six times, about a third of the time, your team has been in the NBA Finals in the month
yeah,
of June.
Yeah, but it's never going to happen again. They're never going to be in it again. These things
so this
up.
Is a ranking going forward? This is not looking
yeah,
back?
This is, yeah, what, you think I'm ranking historical June? Then we got to look up like all sorts of, like, I don't know, when the freaking Civil War come to an end? Maybe boost up that month a little bit.
Is that a sports activity? I don't understand.
Well, you would actually, forget. NBA draft, the U.S. Open, the Triple Crown. There's definitely a lot going on in June.
June is a great month. June is an argument for top three, and I thought I was disrespecting by putting you at
You
six.
Can't have top three if you don't have football.
Yeah, regular season football is okay, but NBA Finals is better.
All right, agree to disagree. All right, so what do you have at 7?
Okay, so at 7 I have December. December you have... You know, the NBA starts to get serious, but not really. And so there's really there's no college football in the month of December, pretty much, except for meaningless bowls that nobody cares about, like the non-important ones. So the only thing you have in December is the stretch run of football, which is good. But, you know, oftentimes things are locked up in week 16, 17 because the NFL refuses to listen to me about how to organize their playoffs. So
All
December has is football and nothing else.
All right. You have some good college football games. You have the conference championships in college football. You have basketball and hockey sort of getting going a little bit.
No, but not really.
Basketball gets going on the 25th. That gets going in that's really the start of the basketball season.
Yeah,
you have the peak of MLB free agency. That's not terrible. If you know your team is poor, but for teams that spend money.
How many players were signed this year in December?
Well, that was a weird year. And then you have a million bowls. Like, almost every night, once you get to the middle of the month, you could watch
a
stupid bowl game.
The good bowls are all in January.
The good bowls are in January, but you could still... You have something to bet on. If you're a gambling guy, you have something to bet on. You have something to watch every night. There's never nothing on. And you're forgetting also a very key thing.
Hold on. Anybody who's gambling on, like, bowls involving, like, Toledo or something like that...
Yeah.
Has something to gamble on 365 nights a year. Okay.
True.
You're gambling on those bowls.
We have that. That's in the pools. We gamble on like the St. Petersburg Bowl. And you're forgetting a very crucial part of December. That's when biathlon starts. So I have it at number 6.
Okay, so I have it at 7. So fine, we're only one off.
Yeah, and I had November at 7. So what's your 6?
Well, I said I have June at 6 already.
Okay, so what's your 5? What's your 5?
So 6 to 12, we have the same. All right, so 5 to me is September. You have the start of the NFL regular season, and you have, you know, the baseball playoff races heating up. That's, you know, good month.
Yeah, I have it number one. To me, the football starting is endless. It's endless possibilities. When football starts, that's the only good month for the Jets. Those games matter.
Oh my goodness, number one. Because I mean, okay, so I'm glad. Like,
baseball regular season is excellent in September. Pennant races are exciting, almost more exciting than the first round of the playoffs.
Only if September doesn't matter for the teams that are already locked into the playoffs. And September doesn't
matter. September
only
matters for like 8 to 10 teams, but it's the most
exciting month
for those
teams. It matters for like four teams.
But I have a feeling we might be one of those teams this year, so I'm excited.
Yeah,
It has the U.S. Open. Who doesn't like the U.S. Open? The beginning of the college football season.
I don't even know if you mean in tennis or golf, and I don't care. So don't answer.
Why? I have to find like an actual sports fan to do this podcast.
Individual sports. What are you like? You're the guy's boyfriend. Like, who cares? Who cares about individual sports?
Are you married to Ziggy Wolf? Like, why do you care about the giant corporation that's known
as
the Minnesota
Vikings?
Because
it says Minnesota on the front of their jerseys. Okay, I would care about golf if it's
even better. So you're a states' rights guy, which we all know. I like the country. It says on Tennis Sandgren's jersey, it says United States. Yes, he's probably like an alt-right Breitbart reader, but still, he's representing the USA, and, you know, we're going up against Russia.
What sport are you talking about?
That's tennis.
When they play the Ryder Cup? Is that when they play?
No. Nobody cares about the Davis Cup. I'm just saying, even in individual sports, you're representing stars and stripes.
No, you're not.
Sure you are.
What are you,
it says your name. It says on the board. It says, you know, Jack Sock, USA. Thomas Burdick.
Because it has to say something next to his name. But nobody cares. He's not representing.
I could say his favorite ice cream flavor is strawberry. Like it says USA.
Okay. So September is okay. But there's a month that's infinitely better than September, which we'll get
when to. Football starts, you have the beginning of fantasy football. Yeah. That's like your fantasy football team isn't garbage yet.
Okay, hold on.
There's nothing better. You could do a fantasy football draft. Maybe August. The truth is, August might get credit for that.
Let's compare
your
September
Chester League
to
you're drafting in August, right?
Let's compare September to October for a second, okay? October has playoff
baseball.
Wait,
is October your next month?
No, but I'm just comparing.
No, so let's wait till we get up to October.
Okay. All right. So you have September number 1. So what do you have at number 5 then?
At number 5 I have April.
Oh wow. So most the consent everybody always puts April number 1 on this list.
I know. It is common to say April 1, but there's no football.
Yeah.
April is great. So April has the NFL draft, which was actually exciting to watch this year.
Well, can we talk about April when I have April on my list? We'll get to it.
Oh, okay, fine. Yeah, I thought you said
it. So what do you have number 4? What do you have number 4?
My number 4 is October.
Okay, so fine. So we'll talk about... Okay, so you are wrong. I have October number 1. Spoiler alert. I don't have April. This is why I have October number 1. Let's compare September to October. Your number 1 versus my number 1, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Baseball.
One, my football team 0-0. One, my football team's
0-4. Hold on. Yeah. Baseball. The baseball playoffs are infinitely better than September in baseball. Like, as we discussed, in September, there might be a couple of races, there might not. In baseball, in October, every single game matters for the teams that are playing. And we've had some epic playoffs the last few years. So, October baseball trumps September baseball, not even close.
My
the
team NBA, usually doesn't make it to October.
The NBA and the NHL both start in
the
month
nobody
of October.
Cares about those first few NBA games. The players don't even care about them.
I can tell you that as like a Timberwolves fan, that's the only time. Your argument for why September is all you care about in football is why October is all I care about in basketball.
All right, that's fair. But as a Spurs fan who, you know, I know they're going to be in the playoffs.
I sign up every year for the NBA League Pass, and then I cancel it the last day you can because I realize, my team's actually garbage this year. Except for this year. But even if you don't care that much about NBA and NHL, there's literally none of it in September. So it's whatever marginal value it has.
You have pretty
value.
Equal college football, but I do like the inter-conference games, intra-conference games.
No, wait. You like when the conference? You like the cupcakes at the beginning of the season that nobody cares
about?
No,
I don't like the cupcakes. I like when the Virginia Techs play the Alabamas. I don't like when the Vanderbilts play the Alabamas.
Okay, but there's like one or two of those. Okay,
yeah,
everybody knows
usually the first couple weeks.
College football doesn't matter until the conference play starts, which is another advantage that October has over September.
The idea of football coming back is more exciting than anything else in the whole world.
Okay. But again, in October, you have the NFL going strong, and you already have storylines now. You have this team started out 3-1 who nobody expected anything from.
The storyline, though, is like, what pick in the draft are we going to get usually?
No, last year, the Jets had a very exciting October because they played better in September than anybody thought. You went into September last year expecting to go 0-16.
Correct.
And you went into October thinking, is there a chance we can somehow make the playoffs?
Right, at 3-2. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. October is better than... Okay, October baseball is infinitely better. Football, at worst, is a tie, and I would argue is better. NBA and NHL are better. College football is better. October destroys September. So that's a terrible take by you.
To me, the football starting is my favorite thing in the whole world. So, except biathlon, which obviously is more important.
But. Yeah. All right. Okay. So what do you have number four?
Number four, I have October.
Oh, October. Okay. So what do you have number three?
Number three, I have January.
Okay. So we agree, but I'm shocked. You were just saying how great football is, and yet you don't even have the football playoffs number one or number two.
Well, there's not enough football. I like the regular season. You know, you get 16 games every.
Hold on. Not enough football. Yeah. The first 2 weekends, there's as much football as you need. There's a game at all times. And
no, I need 8 games at all times. Like, I need Game Pass on.
January, just because the NFL playoffs, to me, I have it at number three. And if you care about football, I don't know how you have it.
Right. And by the way, January could rightfully be one, and I wouldn't complain. You have the college football semifinals, although I guess the semifinals are usually on like the 30th, 31st.
You have every single important bowl.
But right, you have the bowls and then the finals. You have the NBA and the NHL going on in the background the whole month, and then you have you do have nothing going on that last month of January. That definitely hurts January after the conference finals.
After the conference championship,
you might have like 9 days.
Conference play starts in college basketball.
You have the Royal Rumble, literally one of the best things of the whole year, and. Okay. But you have 10 NFL playoff games. That is
so. If we both have January 3, that means we both have April 2, right?
Yes. Oh no, I had April 5. I already said I have April 5.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Okay, so wait, what do you have 2 then?
March Madness.
Oh, okay. So I have March 4.
March Madness. You have the NBA is actually getting good. You have NHL free agency in March. That's not so bad for a few days.
Yeah, the NBA is usually worse after the All-Star break than before.
I kind of agree. I hear what you're saying there. But March Madness, is the best weekend of the year, without question, is March Madness.
Yeah.
That alone, if you put it at number one, I wouldn't argue.
Yeah, I have it 4. These are all good months at the top.
So April is your number one.
No, I have April number 2.
Oh, so April is your number 2. So, yeah, April is obviously April stock.
Playoffs in basketball and hockey, and you have the NFL draft, which is, you know, your high point of the year as a Jets fan.
Yeah, NFL draft, opening day, the Masters, which you don't care about.
Okay, podcast over.
NBA and NHL playoffs, and the best thing in all of April, WrestleMania. Hello? Are you there?
I'm the new blue. used to be, carried in the arms of cheerleaders. I used to be carried in the arms of cheerleaders. I used to be carried in the arms of cheerleaders.
You mentioned the Masters. This podcast was
so. Do you want to end it? That would be funny if you just ended it like that. Do you want to end it?
So should that actually be the end?
Huh?
So should that literally be how we ended it?
So that's a funny way to end. Yeah, let's end it like that.
Okay. All right. Good.